2FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Good morning. Doing well.
Very wet again today. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah. It's good, though, because we're still in Water 1 water restrictions. So go easy on the water, even though it's raining.
Look at you.
What?
I'll tell you what, you've
I'm
got a second career.
Out.
If you ever get fired from New FM,
yeah.
Go work for Hunter Water. I'm sure they'll hook you up.
Knock on the door, they'll be ready to take you in straight away.
Hey, guys, very exciting today. So we had a guy in here yesterday, Stephen, and he was telling us about how great curry hot bread is.
Mm.
Apparently, this is legendary. It's like the best bread in the Hunter.
Yeah. I've never heard this.
Neither.
Apparently, even people drive up from Sydney just to get the bread, turn around and go back.
So, we've got a special prize today, right? So, basically what we're doing is they've hooked us up with a whole heap of fresh bread today.
Mm.
Every single person that gets on air today gets a nice, delicious loaf of hot curry bread.
That's right. We'll find out what it's all about.
See, we make things happen here.
Just to clarify, it's not like some fancy bread with curry in it.
No.
It's bread from curry.
Apparently it's like really light and fluffy. It's like eating air, apparently. He described it yesterday.
Every single
person.
So
light.
Yeah, just amazing.
You get a loaf of bread.
I feel like Oprah here this morning.
No.
That's great.
I'm giving away carbs. Can't get much better than that. It's amazing. But, guys, we have to talk about this sex... I was about to say sex worker, but that's not true. We have to talk about this sexual healer who was scamming people with a 7-week orgasm course after this.
Scam alert. This is a public service announcement. We're
yes.
here for you.
Vance Joy, right now, kicking off your Tuesday, 6:07. Good morning. Vance Joy, Riptide, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Currently 11 degrees at Nobby's.
And guys, there's this sexual healer that has been accused of ripping people off who paid her hundreds of dollars for the Here She Comes orgasm course. An egg-shaped vaginal inserts.
So, what a great name.
Yeah, Here She Comes orgasm course. So just be warned, okay? Public service announcement right now. So her name was Charlena, Barry.
But not anymore.
But she
changed
goes by Charlena is Hari. So she was from Perth, moved to Bali. So she's found some zen in her life.
Different market, you know.
Yeah.
Collecting that
bosh. I'm a healer. Got to change the name.
Swanning around in a sarong.
But okay, she's charging people $290 for this online course consisting of 7 weekly video lectures on how to achieve the insane, mind-blowing, out-of-this-world orgasm.
Oh, she's put her course on Zoom.
Yeah, she
Very
has.
Clever. Tap into the Australian market, pay Bali rent.
So many questions running through my mind right now.
So, she's dodgy.
Yes.
Why is she dodgy?
We'll get into that. So, basically, this package, okay, with this course also includes a yoni egg made out of stone, which can be inserted into the lady to help achieve powerful orgasms and sexual confidence.
Here, I'm going to give you a hot tip right now.
Yeah.
Never put any kind of rocks in your body.
Yeah.
I can assure you that is medical advice, even though I'm not a doctor.
Well, people have bought this course and are now saying that Mr. Barry never delivered on the course or the yoni eggs last month. So Miss Barry's come out and apologising for her lack of integrity, communication and financial situation. And she says that she wants everyone to know she's deeply sorry and all refunds have been issued. But less than 2 months after this apology, she's back selling the Here She Comes course.
You know what?
What's her name again?
Her name, well, Miss Barry's her original name.
So,
Charlena Barry.
Dodgy Miss Barry.
Yeah.
Guys, she gave people their money back. She didn't deliver the goods. She gave the money back. There's maybe she ran into some money.
Maybe
she's like, there's nothing wrong with her chasing that dream.
She's got the eggs back in stock.
Well, it could be.
Don't put rocks in your body. I'm telling you, it doesn't work
Miss
out.
Barry,
look, you can put anything in there if you really want, but it's just whether it's you know approved by the.
I don't know why this has got me so hot and bothered. I've just spilt my coffee.
It's just jumped out of the little sippy bit.
Yeah,
weird.
There you go.
You know what, Jade? That actually sounds like something that you would do to make extra money.
Yeah, we'll become a sexual healer.
Yeah,
doing the classes via Zoom, so you never have to meet with the public. I can hear the wheels ticking.
Not my thing. If you can't work something like that out for yourself, there's no hope for you. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, we have a $100 Go Cards Go voucher on offer this morning for What's in Jade's Box.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Gonna give it a shake.
What did you pack inside there? Is it one of those eggs from Miss Barry?
No, it doesn't sound like an egg, otherwise it would have broke.
All right, first clue. Quite waxy to the touch.
All right, 13 10 09. If you want to score yourself that Go Cards Go voucher, give us a call right now at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
What's in Jade's box?
Alrighty, we have a $100 Go Cards Go voucher on offer this morning. 13 10 09. The lines are all open right now. If you want to play, give us a ring. Jade's going to give it a shake. Crevo's got another clue for
us.
Okay,
here we go.
We've also given away curry hot bread.
Yeah, every single person that gets on air, they've just delivered the goods.
Smells great.
Oh, there's nothing like hot, fresh bread in the morning.
Amazing, right? First clue has a waxy feel to it. Second clue, this thing gets hot. Really hot.
All right, let's go to Bree. Hey, Bree.
How's it going, guys?
Hello.
Oh, Brett.
Brett.
Hello. Jackson hadn't put the double T up on the screen yet, Bree. Sorry, man.
Bree? Oh, no.
I was like, you know.
Do you know what you'd be called if you were a girl, Brett?
Pardon?
Did you ever ask your parents what you'd be named if you were a girl?
No.
No, okay.
I never asked that either.
Really? I did, if I was a boy.
Do you have any thoughts on, like, what you would want to be called?
They always used to say I was Brenda.
Brenda.
That sounds about right.
Hey,
you need to get a sexier name than Brenda, man.
You sound sexier than a Brenda.
Are you hitting on Brett, Jade?
I'm hitting on Brett. I'm giving the man a compliment. You sound, you know, quite attractive over the telephone.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're all welcome. Do on the phone. No, I'm joking. What's in Jade's box, Brett?
I'm thinking a candle.
We'll give it to you, tea light.
Done.
Simple as that.
You put candles on in the bedroom, Brett? Do you like are you a candles man?
I guess.
If you want to create a special occasion.
You've also scored yourself a loaf of the beautiful fresh curry hot bread.
Oh, yeah, that's the go. Curry bread's the best, eh?
Oh, see?
See, we didn't know about this.
We had no idea
about
this.
Why is it so good, Brett?
It's just fresh. It's always fresh. It's always good. Can't beat it.
Yeah, nice, all right. Come and get your prize today so you can get your bread.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you're
Brett.
Welcome.
Appreciate it, mate. There you go. Excellent, guys. News time is coming up next, talking cereal labellers after this.
Yeah, so it's really bizarre story we were reading yesterday about this person from England who opened up a can of Milo, and their Aussie partner was so shocked because they didn't just use a spoon. They got a can opener.
That's bizarre.
And cut the thing open like you're opening a can of beans.
I don't know anyone who's doing that.
Because you open that, right?
Yeah.
Then you've got to put the Milo somewhere because the can is ruined. So you have to put it in a jar or something and write the little label on it and everything.
A crazy world we live in.
It's cool. That's the most cool thing I've ever
heard. So what I thought we could do, 13 10 09. Do you know a cereal labeler? So people that have the little label maker at home, they label absolutely everything in their pantry. Drives you mad.
Doing that after the news. Right now, though, The Commitments, Mustang Sally. What a sexy song, Jade. Yeah. I can see you putting this on. You and Benny, romantic night. Mustang Sally.
Come here, Benny, and take my Friday Mustang.
6:25.
Candles on.
UFM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. New FM.
Fascinating chat we were having just before around... Are you a cereal labeler? This is because this lady from the UK opens the Milo with the tin opener. You can't put it back, the lid back on, has to put in a jar, little Milo label on it in the cupboard. All of the items. You can be sure that person has every single thing in their cupboard with the little label on it.
You know what? I am just obsessed with printing anything. If I get a Dymo labeler in my hand, I'll just print out like swear words.
Let's put that somewhere.
Mobile phone.
Very juvenile in some ways.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
No, there's something about it, though. I think it gives people a buzz, the label maker.
I think you're right.
Like, endorphins. Yeah.
It's like, I'm creating this.
Maybe it's your partner. Maybe it's yourself. 131009, give us a buzz. What have we got on offer? Curry hot bread for every caller. How good is that?
I'm just cracking a loaf open.
Are you going to just
I'm not
going to
taste
some?
It yet. I just want to smell
it. It looks good. Oh, it looks nice and fluffy.
Get a sniff of the good stuff.
Wow, it's so soft. It feels like a soft teddy bear.
Really? Mm. It looks, honestly, I couldn't. That bread looks like a cloud in the sky. If I was to touch a cloud.
That's what you think it would be like?
Curry hot bread.
131009, every caller to air gets a loaf of bread today from Curry Hot Bread. We love it.
What's that?
Maybe you're the cereal labeler.
Yeah, we got off track there. Sam Smith to die for right now at New FM. Good morning.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, Jackson's here. You said you got a celeb baby going on. What's happening?
Yeah, so it's very rare that I get to play the Game of Thrones theme. But Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas have officially welcomed a baby girl into the world.
Baby girl. Confirmed.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Willa. How exciting.
They've called it Willa.
Willa. I like
Willa,
it.
W-I-L-L-A.
Willa. Instead of Willow, it's Willa.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Very old-fashioned in a way.
I like it. I like old-fashioned.
Yeah, I've never heard it before.
G'day, Willa.
How cool. So, great news.
Is Willa the name of somebody from Game of Thrones?
No. It's just a Willa. Just an eccentric, modern, millennial 2020 name.
Did anyone know they were even pregnant?
I was going to say, this was a very, like, I knew they were pregnant and expecting a baby, but it was very low-key, and it seems to have gone very quickly as well, the full 9 months.
Yeah, wow, hush. I didn't know. Peep. They did really good concealing that.
Willa. I don't think there are many Willas in the world, to be honest.
There'll be a million more now.
Yeah. Oh, will there be? I mean, there's Apple. Was Gwyneth Paltrow's kid. No one else called their kid Apple.
No, but Gwyneth Paltrow's a little bit boring. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, they're very, very cool. Like, they've got a big following. So,
that's true.
I don't know. I'm going to have a baby just to name it Willa.
You Googled it too?
Yeah, Willa is the English feminine form of William.
Oh, I got different. I got the German origin meaning resolute protection.
Well, that's the meaning of William.
Oh. There you go. We live and we learn.
How modern of them.
It's a German English.
Moving on to Mariah Carey, because she's apparently going for the jugular of every celebrity in her new memoir. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's called The Meaning of Mariah Carey. It's out September 29.
No.
What's that thing?
It's filled with my memories, my mishaps, my struggles, my survival.
I love
my songs. Okay, so one person that's apparently incredibly shook about this is Eminem, because, of course, in the 2000s, they apparently dated. It's never been confirmed, but they say it was a pretty bad relationship because obviously they hated each other, wrote songs about each other.
Yeah. All I remember is Eminem having a digger in a song saying he swore and he goes, "Look, you're Mariah, you're trying to be my new wife," in this rap song. It was really...
Do you think...
I mean, this rap song?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine them together. They seem like such an odd couple.
It's a weird pairing. They say they had a very toxic relationship, and I'm going to quote what the source is saying. He knows that Mariah is going to say very negative things about him. He's expecting an onslaught. He almost welcomes it. So we're going to see probably a new album from this. But one thing that he's very stressed out about, which I found strange,
yeah,
they're saying that he's very insecure about how he is in bed and the fact that some women say he's a bit of a selfish lover and a dud. So, yeah, apparently she knows that, so she's going to hit him hard with it.
I mean, I feel like Mariah would be very hard to please, though.
Oh, I don't
like,
know.
I think she would know exactly what she wants, and if you don't give it to her, you're out the door. Like, look at poor old James Packer.
Yeah. Couldn't.
She hooks up with some strange men that are not really suited to her.
I just think she goes after the bank that they have personally.
Well, let's unpack this. So we've just three that come to mind. Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
I think he actually suits her the most.
Mm-hmm.
They divorced, they had the kids together. James Packer and Eminem. Imagine those three in a room having a beer together.
I just can't even picture it.
Just imagine what would they say to one another?
I don't know, it's just odd.
Eminem to James Packer.
Apparently.
So how's the casino business?
This is going.
How's the rap business?
Apparently Mariah Carey and James Packer never did the deed.
Really?
Yep. It came out they never did the deed.
Who said that?
Because she was stringing him along.
Do you reckon she's really just in these relationships for money? Because I've just Googled. She's worth like $520 million.
Yeah, she doesn't want to spend any of her own money.
Yeah.
That's why she's so rich.
For supporting like other women, but nah. Not in this case. It just seems very odd, Mariah. And actually, I am assuming I'm making assumptions and judgment based off new idea in Women's Day magazine.
Now it comes out.
Jade.
Yeah.
Jade. Now,
it's all
put
probably
yourself
false.
In, you're a big star.
No,
you're a blonde singing star.
Oh, God.
Now, if you weren't married,
yeah,
I reckon you would go James Packer.
Oh,
absolutely.
No, honestly,
big, powerful he's not, man.
Yeah, I know I'm into a powerful man, but there's something about him. I don't know what it is.
I love... Oh, you're such a contradiction. You have said to us you would get with Alice Cooper, but you would say no to James Packer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
Would you get with James Packer, Jackson, for the cash?
Not any man that I feel like sits on the couch and will walk around with a pie-stained T-shirt for a full weekend.
I just don't know. I think he's got some issues. He needs to work himself out.
Also.
Oh, God. It's 6:59 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
You okay, Jade? You're a little bit sore today.
So, look, I don't know. I'm putting this delicately, I think. I went to the gym. I'm nervous. I went to the gym yesterday.
Yeah.
And I didn't wear my proper, like, burly sports bra. Like, it's, you know, it was just one of those more crop toppy ones. And I've been really good trying to hit the 2.5K. I'm starting off small. I'm trying to get quicker at it.
Mm-hmm.
And my boobs are a little bit tender today. I think I probably should have worn the different bra, but then Maddie's cottoned onto something.
Or,
yeah.
You could be expecting a little bub.
He's so excited.
I know. I've never seen him so excited.
I don't think it's possible. Anything's possible, though. But no, I think it's the bra. But Maddie's...
Oh, you're going to be a mama. Oh. Who gets to be the godfather?
You'd be living through me.
Crevo or I? Who are you picking?
You. Crevo's already been anointed.
I think I'd be fun.
I think
I'd
you'd
be a fun godfather.
But I think you're jumping to conclusions. But
it's probably just the wrong bra.
Wrong bra at the gym.
Well, we do have a test. Bring it in.
I'm joking.
Well, I hope you are.
I know you do. Having a bun in the oven. But speaking of bread, the legend of the curry hot bread, guys. We didn't know this was a thing until yesterday. We had a guest in the studio, Steve, from out that way. He said... Hot curry bread is the bread that you need to try. People
are like, what is this?
Yeah, they journey from all over New South Wales, even interstate, just to buy this hot bread.
It's quite incredible. So, naturally, we got in touch with Curry Hot Bread, and they have delivered an absolute haul to the station this morning. We have so many loaves to give away. So, basically, what we're going to do is chat to Curry Hot Bread to find out if it is, in fact, the best bread in the Hunter.
I want to know if they've got a secret recipe.
Me too. Me too.
Because it is fluffy. I had a piece. I didn't have anything on it. I think that's the best way to try superb bread.
Really sample bread.
Yeah. Oh.
Hamish actually said we should get some hot chips and make hot chip buddies. I mean,
that's a good idea.
Great match, hot this chip bread, sandwich. I feel. Mm. All right, so the legend of the curry hot bread, doing that next after Hootie and the Blowfish. Let Her Cry. 105.3 New FM. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. Right now, we are talking the legend of the curry hot bread.
The pimps in the crib, mom. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
This bread is so famous, everyone travels to Curry Curry just to get their hands on this curry hot bread. So if you don't know about how this great business got started, we're going to have a quick walk down memory lane with Keith, Betty and Philip. It's a partnership between the three. They started Curry Hot Bread, I believe, in 1989 in April. So they've just celebrated a birthday.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Happy birthday. And apparently, instant success. They're still going to this day. And I think they have a secret recipe.
Because let's find out.
The bread is so fluffy. We're going to go to Chloe.
Hey,
morning.
Chloe. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. So tell us about Curry Hot Bread, seeing that you work there. You know all the secrets.
Well, it is just a standard recipe, so you can find in any, like, any baking book. But I think it's ingredients and quality, like, bakers that we have.
Yeah.
That make the bread so good.
It's all about the team that you've got, the love that you put into.
The love, okay, so the secret's love.
The bread. Yeah.
I've got to say, Chloe, your boss needs to give you a rise because of, pardon the pun.
Oh, yeah.
He's listening.
He is. So I called up yesterday. I thought, let's do a segment on curry hot bread. And we obviously called to suss out if we could get some free loaves to give away on air. And Chloe is great. She's so good at her job. I'm like, so I hear curry hot bread's the best in the Hunter. She's like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like, good job.
Well, Chloe, I think you might be onto something because apparently Philip, one of the business owners, actually learnt the baking trade from his father. So I think you're probably right when saying that it's due to the bakers that you've got there.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
So, oh, Chloe, awesome. We've got the bread here. Now, tell us, what's the best way to eat curry hot bread? So it's obviously been baked early this morning. It's very fresh. A lot of suggestions around the office, you know, get some hot chips. Prob's a bit too early for that. So if we're heating this up for brekkie, what are we putting on it? Some butter,
well,
some Vegemite? What's the go?
Yeah, it depends if you've got a sweet tooth or not. You want a bit of Nutella or just go plain butter, honey?
All the classics, basically.
To be honest, yeah. It's good enough to eat by itself.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Yeah, so it's like the fresh bread, you'd usually like have a sandwich, and then because tomorrow it'll be day old, you'll just whack it in the toaster and be good as new.
Happy days. Now, yeah. Chloe, what is the most interesting experience you've had working there? Have you had someone that's driven from right across the state to come and get this bread?
Yeah, so like people travel from, I don't say they travel just to the bread, but, like, just stop by.
Well, you should say that, because makes it sound better for what we're doing here.
Well, people come from, like, Newcastle, Canberra, Sydney.
Canberra?
Even, like, Queensland and Victoria, but obviously they don't travel now cause during lockdown. I wonder how they're coping without the bread.
Probably not very well.
No, that's...
Not very well, no.
Well...
I know one customer once, he said he was going overseas, and he said, I'm not eating any other bread. So he's actually bought a loaf to take with him internationally.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Crazy, yeah.
That's a loyal customer
all
right
out
there.
Out of your little bakery in Curry Curry. That's quite incredible.
It's so funny because whenever I tell, like, people where I live, like in Curry, they're like, oh, where's that? Then I mention Curry Hot Bread and they're like, oh, Curry Hot Bread.
Who needs a big thing in the town when you've got curry hot bread? Maybe you guys just, like, build a big loaf of bread for the town statue.
A big fiberglass one above the shop.
I think that's a great idea.
So true.
Well, thank you for joining us, Chloe. Now,
hope you get that pay rise.
Yeah. Come on, Phil. Give us some more cash. 131009, call us anytime across the show. We have so many loaves of bread, all thanks to Curry Hot Bread. So if you want a hot loaf on the way to work this morning, give us a ring.
Swing by the station.
Yep, and we'll hook you up with a loaf of freshly baked Curry
really
Hot
good.
Bread. The smell is wafting through the office. It's the best thing I've smelt in this building in months.
So good. That's what gets me up every morning.
Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Benny, Super Lonely, Live at Christie Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, guys, I have a story to tell you. It's no good. So, do you remember last year when Jackson and I featured on a TV show on the ABC?
That's right, big stars.
Yeah, so basically what happened, Jackson and I went for a couple of beers at the Blind Monk.
That's right.
On Beaumont Street there. And basically what happened, we had a few beers in and this camera crew rocks up to Beaumont Street, and they go, come up to us, the producer.
They spot a couple of celebrities and say, look, let's get involved here.
Yeah, so they come up and they're like, hey guys, would you like to feature in our documentary? So we're filming this thing where people with like disabilities and learning disabilities are looking to find love. So there's these two girls, you know, that they're filming the subject of the documentary, and it got a little bit awkward because, first of all,
you're gay.
We're both gay.
So, and one of you are married.
One of them, yeah, Jackson's married. So we're like, this is never going to work out, girls. It's just a no-go zone. Anyway, we were worried about, like, how we would be, portrayed in the edit. Mm. So look at us. We sound like Big Brother contestants whinging about how we were portrayed on the show. But it was no good because they made us seem like the bitchiest pair of gay guys of all time.
Well, because in all fairness, they didn't tell you that till afterwards. So the girls were trying to pick you up beforehand, not knowing the situation.
Yeah,
that's right.
So obviously, when someone's stroking your back, because I watched the film.
So, Jackson, it was a very awkward experience, wasn't it?
It was. And keep in mind, we weren't aware we were being filmed until the incident had finished.
Yes.
So, like, they didn't come and tell us, hey, there's going to be something filming here. These people just approached us in the street, and then all of a sudden, after they sort of walked away, these cameras surrounded us, and they were like, sign these forms, you're going to be on this TV show.
I mean, fun afternoon out, you know.
Still.
Having a couple of beers, but it's like, it's a fun experience, but we were so worried. Anyway, the documentary finally come out, and it's been a long and checkered history with this documentary. First, we were featured on the ABC one live on the television. Then they deleted us out of the second cut of it on ABC iView. But now, Jackson, you've been receiving a fair few messages from friends and listeners as of late. And I thought we'd put this thing to bed, but apparently not. Can you tell us about the messages we've received?
Well, from Friday night onwards, people have been just inundating my inbox on Instagram and text because Netflix, it's been repackaged for a series on Netflix, but this series is featured as like one of the top TV shows to watch in Australia. So it's on everyone's homepage.
Oh, no.
Me and Maddie are in the first 5 minutes. minutes of this show. So, like, right in the viewing period of whether people are like, oh, am I going to watch it? Am I not?
It's very awkward.
That's what they make the decision based on.
You guys.
On Netflix, the show has been renamed Love on the Spectrum. So, I've got some audio from the show itself. You can't hear us, but you can hear them. Take a listen.
You're going to talk to the boys? Come on. Come on. Talk to the boys. No, you. You. Yeah. Wanna talk?
Yeah.
Hello.
At this point, they're stroking Jackson's back.
Yep.
A lot of things happen when me and Brody go out. I just think he's an amazing person and he's absolutely amazing to be around. I just find it sad that some people just look at her for, you know, what she looks like and just, you know, judges her.
Now, how bad do we seem like we've just rejected them? We're both gay!
And can I just say that at no point did they ever say hello to us.
No!
So I feel like they've edited that in. They edited the hello in to make us look even worse. But they were very sweet girls.
Very sweet girls.
But just...
Well, God, we seem like douchebags.
Yeah, but they were barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Anyway,
we know that you both are great people.
If you're watching Netflix, you're looking for something to watch, Love on the Spectrum, look out for Jackson and I, the two bitchy gays sitting at the table.
I hope they found love.
The first 5 minutes. I hope they did.
Yeah, also too, very quickly, Maddie's going to be on Cameo after this as a Netflix star, so if you do want a shout-out, he's going to be charging $4.99.
Dollars?
Yeah, $4.99.
Yeah, that's a fair price, I feel.
Would you do shout-outs for $5
a go? Jackson can as well. We're on the same level here. We're both Netflix stars. We feature on a Netflix show, guys. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty good, actually.
That is. I mean, that's quite an achievement. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Very good. That's it.
Are you guys going to do you should get a little IMDb going.
Funny, Crevo. You're funny. News time. Up next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
Denovos.
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 New FM.
Bit of a team challenge up next as we kick off. What's the size of your tribe? This is very simple. 13 10 09, you give us a call, and around the team, we have to figure out or try and guess how many kids you have based on a few like lifestyle questions.
We've been pretty bad at this the last couple of times,
yeah,
haven't we?
Exactly. Of course, you can win wine and Tim Tams.
Oh, and a special for today, curry hot bread.
Of course, that's all part of it.
There's so much bread here.
13 10 09 to get involved. What's the size of your tribe? Try and challenge us to see how good we are at guessing how many kids you've got.
All right, taking your calls next. After this of Monsters and Men, Little Talks, live across Newcastle. And make sure you're listening after 8 o'clock today. We've got a very special surprise give back on the show. Very excited for that. Here it is, New FM, 7:35. Good morning. Little Talks, live across Newcastle with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:39. We are playing What's the Size of Your Tribe on 13 10 09.
A very simple game. We around the team ask you some lifestyle questions, stuff about your life. Then we have to guess how many kids you've got in your household. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple. We haven't done traditionally too well. 13 10 09, lines are open. Wine and Tim Tams, as well as curry hot bread on offer.
Awesome. So we're going to go to Trish this morning. Hey. Hello, Trish.
Yes, Jade, how are you?
Yeah, good. Welcome to the show. So, Trish, firstly, how much do you spend in a week on groceries?
Probably about
$150. Interesting.
Trish, we know you have at least one child.
Yes,
Second question. Well, we don't know everything about you, Trish.
That's right. You're an enigma.
Now, all your kids, do they all share the same father?
Yes.
They all share the same father.
All right. Yeah, they do. Yep.
How many bedroom house do you live in, Trish?
Three.
A three-bedroom house. Now, they could be all on bunk beds in one room.
I think they might be grown up now, though.
Oh,
seriously? Yes, that's true. They're all adults. Yeah.
Okay, hot tip. All right.
So should we have moved out?
Should we guess? I think she's got two kids.
Two kids
for you, Jade. I think, Trish, you have seven children.
I think you've got six.
No.
How many?
Oh, I've actually got three of their all in their 20s.
There you go.
Wow, congratulations. You're a winner this morning. Curry hot bread, Tim Tams and a bottle of wine.
Have you tasted the delicious curry hot bread before, Trish?
No, actually, my daughter lives at Curry Curry. My oldest daughter lives out there. And, yeah, I'm going to ask her later when she wakes up if she's had it, because, no, I haven't tasted it.
You like a thick bit of white toast in the morning?
Yeah, I do, actually.
It's beautiful.
Slathered on there.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Nice.
Very good. Thank you, Trish. Congratulations. Love it or loathe it up next, Jay.
Yeah, I'm going to get your thoughts on something a mutual friend of yours has done, actually.
Oh, what now?
Something to do with her love life. We're going to discuss, you know, fishing for dates, if that's okay or not. We're going to do it in a sec.
7:41, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
I'm getting Matty and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule. There's no fence sitting. All right, guys. Fishing for dates.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Yeah, loathe it. Fishing, what do you mean?
Like, well, say fishing for dates amongst friends. So if someone's like, oh, you know anyone you can hook me up with?
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I'm saying love that. Why
do you love it?
Well, it's just, you know, you look into your friend circle and they might know someone. You already trust that friend. You're looking
Maddie?
Into a trusted friend group.
I agree with Crevo. I think it is totally fine. And I know what you're actually talking about. So Crevo and I have a mutual friend who posted something on Facebook today. Don't reveal the name. Read what
she
said.
I'm not going to reveal the name just because both of you are scared to say that you secretly loathe it.
Are we allowed to have our own opinions on this show?
No.
I know it's not the Jade Leader radio show with her lovable sidekicks, Maddie and Mark.
Oh, I love you. But this is what she wrote. Okay, so it's her birthday, and you guys showed me the birthday message and to herself. And at the end of this message, it says, if you do happen to know a great bloke who is 40-something and single, if you could please send him my way, as it is my birthday after all.
See, that's
what's
all right.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
If you're looking for love.
I just think it says desperate.
You don't like love.
I love love.
Do you know what, Jade?
But I just think it's a bit, how embarrassing. Like, you're really on your birthday. You're giving yourself a birthday message, but then putting on the end, hey, I'm alone. I'm single and I'm desperate. Can you please send any single man you might know my way?
Listen to yourself. That's not what she said. That is
it,
not
it is
what
exactly
said.
Word for word.
No,
I wrote it down.
Jade.
Yes,
you're making
it is.
Her sound like a desperate, you know.
That person. Is word for word. What?
It's not desperate, Jade. Do you know what?
I personally
I'm actually,
think
listen to yourself.
Oh,
I love how you've got the looking after the sisterhood yet again, Jade.
Yeah,
you really got their back.
That?
Well, it goes for men too. I just think, you
How
really
are you supposed
in...
to find love?
Who are you to sit there in judgment of her looking for love?
Not everyone can meet in the freezer room of a Domino's.
Yeah.
Yes,
what if you've never worked at a Domino's? Where are you supposed to meet your man?
I just think you can meet people organically. Like, I know there's some people might have confidence issues, but I just think, you know, putting down the phone, going to a cafe and, you know, not going there with armour.
You can't leave a seat.
Please. Use COVID-19 as an excuse, but I think there's other ways to meet people. That's all.
I would love to see, actually, I wouldn't love to see this, but if you broke up with your husband, Benny, who you are clearly far too comfortable with after how many years together? Over 20?
Getting close to 20?
You wouldn't know what to do or how to find a date post-marriage, Jade. Give people a break. You wouldn't know where to go, what to say.
I'd be just fine and dandy.
I've
never had a problem getting him in. But anyway,
when you were 16.
In the Domino's. Here.
I met you at work.
Pass me a garlic bread.
Look, it's just my opinion.
Well, that's all right.
She's your friend getting defender. That's really sweet. But I just think it's desperate, personally. Okay, also, complimenting strangers. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Makes
somebody feel nice.
Exactly right. You see someone, you know, you can say something nice. Oh, that's a nice shirt.
Yeah. Good.
I'm all for it. What about you? You will clearly not. You're putting them down.
No, I love complimenting people. You know me. You weren't shopping with me the other day. I was complimenting people left, right and centre. But I actually took it to the online realm last night.
What did you now?
Yeah. So I was actually on Marketplace and this cactus appeared on my page.
Yeah.
And it was 11-year-old cactus. It was huge. And she wants $450 for it. And I was like, I'm not in the market for a cacti plant. But I sent her a message. I thought, I don't want to be a time waster, but I want to let her know that it's a really nice cactus. So I sent her a message and I said...
Wasted her time.
No, I said, very beautiful. And then she goes, Sophie writes back, she goes, she needs a good home. smiley face. And then I said, look, it's a little out of my price range. I just thought I'd let you know that it's a beautiful cactus. It popped up and I was very impressed from one plant grower to another. Good effort. And then
looking after the gardening sisterhood this time.
And then she wrote back and then I wrote back and actually,
you become friends.
We're becoming friends.
Wow.
But
this,
I thought
this is why I find you such a such a fascinating person, Jade, because you'd contradict yourself within minutes. So you're literally having a go at our friend for not going out the old fashioned way and meeting people. If you want to go and make friends, Jade, stop trawling on the internet
making
for them.
Friends on Marketplace.
I'll just go her a compliment. Go it was a very impressive cactus.
Go out to a cafe and go up and say hello to someone.
I do. I put you to shame in that department.
Because, you know what? I don't need any friends. I've got friends.
Me too. Just because you're offended over your friend. Get over it.
Anyway. Well, look, I'm glad you struck up a friendship with the cactus woman.
I did.
You've got a new friend there. That's nice.
The cactus, very easy to grow, by the way.
Well, it was a big one.
Got to hold it for 11 years. All right.
We've got a beautiful segment coming up next, guys.
That we do.
We had a great moment on the show. We'll tell you more next, but we're going to surprise a couple on the show who have been going through a pretty rough time, and I think they're going to love what we've got to surprise them with. So stay tuned.
Our
give back kicking off after the news at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Lewis Capaldi, Hold Me While You Wait, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Now, Jade, we had a beautiful moment on the show last week, Say Thanks With Flowers, and we're joined by someone on the show right now. I just want to say hello to, first of all. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Now, sorry for the random nature of our call this morning, but on the phone last week we had your sister Lainey, and she nominated you for a bunch of flowers with Say Thanks With Flowers. Now, I believe you've really been helping her out with her little one, and it really means a lot to her. Did you hear the segment?
I did. It made me cry. thinking about it.
it was such a sweet moment, and it really touched us here at the show. For those who missed it, here is what happened last week when Lainey joined the show, and she wanted to give a big shout-out to her sister, Lindsay. Here it is.
Yeah, so, sorry, I'm getting emotional already talking about it, but, sorry. I've had some complications after birth, and so I'm just going to pull over and get myself back together.
Yeah, do that. Sorry. You're okay.
Yeah, so I had some complications after birth anyway. So, 10 days after I had my little girl, I had some just issues with the gallbladder. And anyway, long story short, so
yeah.
I had a bit of separation from my little girl and couldn't have her with me. So that triggered quite a lot of postnatal depression. Yeah, it's been really good, and my partner had her a lot of the time, my little girl, but my sister was stepping in, and she's a midwife, and she's so incredible, I can't even put it in words.
Lindsay, it's such a beautiful story, and we have to say it actually was so good to get so many calls afterwards after Lainey was so honest on the air about what she was going through, and we thought, you know what, we're going to try and find a way to, you know, reward both of you guys and just give you something special to experience together as sisters. So we've got a surprise lined up next. Now, what is Lainey doing at the moment?
She's on her way to work at the moment, I think.
Right. So what we're going to do after the break, we've got a cute little prize pack to surprise you guys with. I think you guys will love it. So hold the line for us, and we're going to call Lainey next and surprise her with our give back, all right?
Amazing. She probably won't cope. She'll probably cry.
She better pull over. She's
really not a very
emotional person. Everyone knows that, goes, oh, you know, Lane doesn't cry at anything. So this is actually, you're getting a different taste of Lane than usual.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we're going to chat to...
That's what made it so emotional.
Yeah. Amazing.
Hang tight.
We're going to chat to her next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And right now it's time for our very cute give back.
I'm out of touch, I'm out of love, I'll pick you up when you're getting down.
Yeah, guys, beautiful moment on the show last week when Lainey nominated her sister Lindsay for Say Thanks with flowers, and this happened on the show.
Yeah, so, sorry, I'm getting emotional already talking about it, but, sorry. I've had some complications after birth, and so I'm just going to pull over and get myself back together.
Yeah, do that.
Sorry.
You're okay.
Yeah, so I had some complications after birth anyway. So, 10 days after I had my little girl, I had some just issues with the gallbladder. And anyway, long story short, so yeah. I had a bit of separation from my little girl and I have her with me. So that triggered quite a lot of postnatal depression. Yeah, so yeah. She's been really good, and, my partner had her a lot of the time, my little girl, but my sister was stepping in, and she's a midwife, and she's so incredible, I can't even put it in words.
I think we're all touched by this story, because it's a couple of sisters who are really taking care of each other.
Yeah.
And, like, with everything that's happening in the world, to hear that, you know, family being there for each other, it's just really, you know, touched all of us. And that's why...
A lot of calls as well.
That's
after
right.
The show, so many people got in touch with us and said, hey, like, this happened to me as well. And I thought, you know, it was so brave of Lainey to come on the air and share that story with us. So.
Just to talk about it, because it is an issue for a lot of people. And... For some reason, and I don't know what the reason is really, but it can be a bit taboo to talk about, and that shouldn't be.
Yeah,
like, that's the sort of thing that people should be supporting each other about. So that's why we've decided to, you know, give something back here.
Well, we've got both of them on the phone right now. Hey, girls.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys going, you know, like, since this has all happened, you know, like, Lindsay hearing what Lainey had to say about you last week?
We're good. Obviously the world's pretty uncertain at the moment, and as a midwife, I'm just so proud of her for getting on and talking about it, because so many women struggling, and obviously, at times like this during the pandemic, I think it'd be even worse for so many women right now at home with their babies, without grandparents and aunties and uncles and sisters and everyone hanging around and celebrating. I think postnatal depression is probably worse than it ever has been. So it's a great time to get it out on the media. So I'm really proud of us.
Do you find as a midwife, because you would see it quite firsthand, that a lot of women don't like to talk about it? Does it affect more women than we realise?
I think probably all of us have had our moments and had at least the time where we thought that we couldn't do it, but you know, I work on a postnatal ward with the women, so I see it in the first 48 hours, just the signs, and you know, not that so much it's going to turn into postnatal depression, but like, even just the baby blues and that feeling of failure if you couldn't do what you thought you were going to be able to do, giving birth or feeding or anything like that. So, it's full on.
Well,
really, really massive.
It resonated with so many people.
Absolutely.
We got a good dozen calls after the show of people just saying thank you for speaking about it. Now, we did say that we would put something together for you guys. So it's not millions of dollars or anything, but we thought, you know what, let's give you guys a great experience together as sisters. So, Krivo, what have we got together?
Starting off with a spa at Chateau Elan. So that is including massage, facial, and access to the amazing hydro lounge as well. The two of you you'll feel so pampered, which I think is important, you know, because you're two sisters who, like I said before, you're taking care of each other, so it's time that you feel taken care of.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you so much.
I hope Nantones is listening, because she'll have to have both kids while we go.
All right, well, things will continue. You better hit her up again, because you'll also be having a weekend away at the Crown Plaza Hunter Valley in a resort room. Breakfast, champagne on arrival. Plus, we're going to send you off to the movies at Event Cinemas Katara as well. So you go watch a movie together too.
Oh, wow.
When was the last time you two as sisters spent any quality time together?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I'm standing at SeaWorld Resort right now. Our little boy's 3 today, and I think that was probably the last time when we were about, 15 and 12 or something.
Wow.
Hung out.
And happy birthday to your boy.
Yeah, he's three today. I'm very emotional about it.
Oh, very good.
This is nice. Yeah.
Well, look, I hope you guys have a great weekend away together and you, you know, get to just spend some time together, relax, put your feet up, get pampered. So happy to hook you guys up with that, and thanks for sharing your
amazing
story once again.
Thank you so much.
And you've helped
you've
helped so many women just by talking about it. So
absolutely,
that's the real takeaway from this. So thank you so much, ladies.
Awesome, thank you.
Anytime.
What a family.
Very cute. Very cute.
What beautiful people. They really are great, you know, to have in our community when you hear that family message going out there.
100%. Okay, let's go to the news next at New FM's 8:27.
We've got plenty of
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novo's. We have 105 minutes commercial free coming up with you, Jackson. What's on the way?
Yeah, my theme song, Bad Child.
Yeah, you are.
Tones and I.
Oh, how good. Love it. Jade's face.
Yeah, she's up there.
She's right up there, right?
Above Taylor Swift.
Never tear us apart. That is Jade's and Tones and I's relationship. They're going to happen also to Natalie and Perulia. I love this song.
It is good.
There's a video that's on YouTube of an X Factor UK contestant saying to her, "Well, who even are you?"
I love that. Also, isn't it just the biggest burn of all time?
The height of rudeness just before she punches her friend in the face that she was auditioning with.
Yeah, Google that one. She's actually recording a new album, Natalie and Perulia.
Is she?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to hear.
Well, she kind of was a one-hit wonder that's kind of
is she doing it in lockdown?
Yeah.
Sort of thing? Yeah, right.
I always feel sorry for Daniel Johns because I think we play her so much in that song in particular, like every radio station in the world. He'd never be able to escape her, his ex-wife.
Yeah, true.
Well, that's true. And everywhere.
It's a cover as well.
Yeah.
Is it?
Not even an original.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea. But, guys, there's been a little chat about Karen. You know, Karen. Everyone's a Karen who's got a problem. So we thought, what's the male name equivalent of a Karen? Is it, Peter, Bob, I don't know.
Any other name.
John. What's the male equivalent to a Karen on 13 10 09?
A Karen, very good. Yeah, of course, being the lady who always wants to speak to the manager.
Yeah, well, the official meaning is Karen is a term used in English-speaking countries for a woman perceived as entitled or demanding beyond the scope of what is appropriate or necessary. A common stereotype of that is a white woman who uses privilege to demand her own way at the expense of others.
Oh, poor Karen.
Poor Karen, especially for all the Karens who are nice out there.
So we're trying to take the focus off from the female Karen and put it on the male Karen, whatever that is. That's what we want to try and work out after this. 13 10 09, what's the male name equivalent of a Karen?
Okay, right now, fun, some nights in UFM. Good morning. Some nights. Another very wet school run this morning, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:41 with the Novo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And on 13 10 09, we want to know what the male name equivalent is of a Karen. So we put this on our Facebook page. It went off its head. There's like over 300 comments on there. Gary's been a popular one. So
Gary wants to speak to the manager.
So let's talk about the male equivalent of a Karen. So, of course, I think a Gary is the guy that goes down to Bunnings and has a go at the Bunnings worker because, a little DIY project hasn't gone to plan. Or maybe he just calls them up, the mower shop up, if the mower's broken down and then tries to get a refund on it. There isn't just the annoying neighbour.
Going back to that Bunnings thing, they're very upset that the Bunnings guy didn't know exactly what aisle your product was in.
Yeah.
What? Funny you say that, Crevo, because when we went to Bunnings a few weeks ago, you complained about that very thing.
Exactly right. Oh, maybe it's a Crevo.
Well, maybe it's Mark.
Mark, that's a possible one as well.
All right, let's go to the phones. The male equivalent of a Karen. Mary, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we are doing good. Mary, now, obviously, the attention's been on the name Karen for a while now. We need to flip it on the blokes.
Breaking stereotypes. Yeah. That's what we do here at New FM.
Mary, what do you think is the male equivalent of a Karen?
It's got to be Ken.
Ken. Oh, I can imagine that, actually.
Have you known a few Kens?
Not too many.
Now,
yeah, you wouldn't.
Mary, tell us, like, explain what you think is the male equivalent of a Karen. Like, what does a Ken do?
Oh, pretty obnoxious.
Yeah.
Know-it-all.
Yeah, but he thinks he can do every single project around the house, but really can do none. Jack of all trades, master of none.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I like Ken. You're a Ken. Thank you for that, Mary. Right, curry hot bread for you. Thank you.
One vote for Ken. It's Andrew. How you doing?
Good, thanks, mate.
That's the way. Now tell us, what do you think is the male equivalent of a Karen? What name springs to mind?
Well, I know you guys said Gary, but I think Barry.
Barry?
Baz.
Baz. He's always the grumpy bastard, too.
Yeah, I've got an Uncle Barry, actually. He is a bit grumpy.
Yeah, he's also the one at the Christmas party that just lets a little bit too loose.
Has a few too many. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Barry from accounting. You got to watch him.
Yeah, and do you know what? Baz brings the same lunch to work every single day. Like, yeah. Baz is a little bit boring in his everyday life. Maybe lets a little bit loose at the Christmas party, but then back to normal the next day.
He's the one that brings those, you know, noodles in a bowl that you fill up with a kettle.
Yes.
Yes, exactly right.
Half the men in this office are just slowly walking out of the kitchen hearing this. I love that.
Andrew.
That just left lingering, and then, you know, you hit him up about it and he gets all grumpy. Oh, I've got to eat.
Yeah, and do you know what? When he feels like a bit of a treat, he'll bring a tin of tuna to work with some rice cakes.
Oh, disgusting. Curry hot bread for you, Andrew. Thanks for that.
All right. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the male name equivalent of a Karen?
Kieran.
Kieran?
Kieran.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't really known many Kierans.
Like,
I know a few.
You're in for a treat.
I know a few Kierans, Julie, and they're all very nice men. Tell me, what experiences have you had with the Kierans of the world?
Just a bit of a no-hoper sort of person, and yeah, can't help do anything around the house, and yeah.
Julie,
always whinging about something.
I'm sensing you were in a failed relationship with the Kieran.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Thanks anyway.
Oh, well, noted. Kieran's on the table, on the list.
So we've got Ken, Baz, and Kieran. Mm. What are some of the others we had on the Facebook page? Other suggestions?
Okay, so we had Richard, because you know what the short abbreviation is for Richard.
Rich, yeah.
Yep. There was also John Gary. Gary came up a whole heap. Jason? Yeah. Chad.
Named half the people in the office here.
I have actually. Oops. Ken, Fred, Colin. Gary seems to be the big one, though. I swear, if you go on here, it's like Gary.
Have we solved it, guys?
I think we might have.
I think it's Gary.
The male equivalent of a Karen is a Gary.
Yes. I demand to speak to the manager.
What do you think Gary wears?
Oh, I'm going to go with like...
A brown belt.
And shorts just above the knee.
Yeah, and I reckon he has like a perfectly shaped and manicured mo.
Yeah, exactly
right. A bit salt and pepper hair. The hair's always combed.
Mm.
Button-up shirt.
Giving him a beer belly or no beer belly?
No beer belly. I think he's a little bit up himself.
Okay.
But I think, wears a button-up shirt just in everyday life.
Thinks you know, like he's the a Lowe's bit posh, ones. But he's not.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we've discovered that, Gary.
Oh, well, there we go. Solving the world's
big problems.
Big questions.
Last calls up next on 131009. Anything you want to talk about, please feel free to give us a call. Maybe you heard something on today's show and you want to add something to that. Every single caller that gets through will take home some curry hot bread. We've also got tickets to our advanced screening of Unhinged starring Russell Crowe and awesome. Bottles of wine and Tim Tams on offer.
That movie looks good.
It does look good.
Yeah, road rage. It's a bad thing. 131009, taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Currently 11 degrees in Maitland. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM 131009. It's time for last calls.
Hello.
Last calls.
That's it. And we're going to Nicole to find out what she would like to chat about this morning. Hello.
Hello. How are you going?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to give a shout out to all the courteous drivers out there that let people in, take a couple of minutes off their own trip so other people aren't stuck sitting coming out of like side streets and that sort of stuff while people just drive past. And
that's
get on
really nice. Good job.
What a sweetheart.
I love getting the courtesy wave. I'm a big, yeah. you know, give the courtesy wave sort of person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, that's nice.
Did this happen to you this morning or...?
Yeah, it did. I had both, actually. I was trying to come out of a side street and the traffic lights were red and there was enough room for me to fit in there, but a P-plater drove in and took my spot, so I couldn't get out.
But then there was...
not saying anything against them.
You're not, but you are?
No. But, yeah, then there was a guy in the van that was, you know, left the street open and then as the lights changed, he waved me through and then we got stuck at the lights because the P-plater got through and I didn't. So I just thought to myself, oh, I hope you weren't in a hurry, dude. Thanks for letting me in and, you know, that sort of thing. So I thought I'd give him a shout-out.
I love you sending the good vibes out. Hey, Nicole, does it really annoy you when you don't get the courtesy wave?
Yes. I pull over in narrow streets if there's a gap and I let a car through and if the person just drives through and looks straight ahead, doesn't even look at you to acknowledge that you let them through.
Yeah, bloody sick. So rude.
The kids are out of the car now. Hey, Nicole, we've got a great little haul for you. Curry, hot bread, wine and Tim Tams coming your way.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
No worries. Thanks for calling the show. Let's go to Lisa. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Lisa. Tell me, what are you calling about this morning?
I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Curry Hot Bread Shop. Oh. That bread is absolutely amazing. Mm.
Isn't it great? We have so many loaves here to give away. So if you want to come over today to the radio station, Lisa, we'll hook you up big time.
Okay, no worries.
What do you like about the curry hot bread? Is it just the softness, the freshness? Like, what really gets you going about the bread?
I don't know. Like, it tastes a little bit different, but it's soft and it's sweet. But not only that, like, every time I get a curry, have to pop in there, got to get a pie. Cheese and bacon rolls are awesome, but the bread is just the bomb.
We had someone call up or message the show saying that their pies are awesome as well. So, yeah, you're the second person today.
It is definitely worth a call by if you're up Curry Way, but they don't have FPOS, so you've got to have cash.
Good tip. Thank you for that.
Cash money. I tell you what, though, there's something about a really delicious old-school bakery. I know whenever I go up the coast, up Curry Way, I love the Old Bar Bakery.
Okay.
So if you're ever up mid-North Coast, the Old Bar Bakery.
Try it
beautiful.
Out.
Beautiful.
Old school as well.
Old school. Bread right. for you and Tim Tams. Lisa, thank you very much.
Excellent. Let's go to Christy. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Doing really well. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
I quickly just want to say I'm from Curry and the hot bread shop, the slice of the bread is just beautiful.
Look at that. You're like patriotic of curry for that bread shop, aren't you?
Yeah, curry's best.
Yeah.
But wanted to ring up about the equivalent of a Karen.
Oh, yeah? What's your thoughts?
Wally Wenger.
G'day, Wally. How are you? Do you know what? Somebody messaged our Facebook page just now, Christy, and they've said that Noel is a great one as well.
Okay.
It's almost like the old school edition, like the current days of Ken, the old generation, Knowles and Wallies.
Yeah, right.
Love your work. Thanks for calling the show.
Thanks, Christy.
Got a double for you to go along to see Unhinged, our advanced screening, plus some curry hot bread for you. Thank you very much.
Oh, done. Another great
done and
day.
Dusted right on nine.
So how many days do we have left?
Three days,
then we're on holidays for a couple of weeks. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Are you feeling the holiday vibes?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah?
A few sleep-ins will be nice.
Oh, yeah.
And it'd be great. All right, guys, well, 105 commercial free, kicking off next with Jackson. Hello.
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Roxette.
That's a vibe.
Oh, yeah. I love Roxette.
Like, digging it.
Massive fan. Dua Lipa as well.
Nice
who
one.
Is cooler than I'll ever be.
Love her.
These lyrics are just my vibe. Also to Aussie's Shepherd. This band's huge. There's like brothers, sisters, cousins, everything, wherever.
Yes, family affair, isn't it? Yeah. I wonder how much drama goes on in
that. Oh,
house.
Mate, if that was my family, you know, a lot of drama.
A lot.
Fisticuffs.
Just on Dua Lipa, have you guys seen there's this app floating around where you can put your face on Dua Lipa dancing around?
No.
It's really funny.
Have you done it?
Not me, but my friend who's a guy did it. Hilarious.
All right, guys, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.